T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Well, the city of Chicago has no plans to eliminate or cut back mass transit service because of the pandemic. And the mayor is praising the CTA for doing its part to serve the public. The story this morning from WBBM's political editor Craig Delamore.
A reporter pointed out that San Francisco has sharply reduced its municipal mass transit service because of concerns that crowded buses might help spread the COVID-19 virus. But Mayor Lightfoot says the Chicago Transit Authority, if anything, is increasing service with bigger buses and enough trains so that social distancing can be maintained. People who must work, she says, need the CTA.
First responders, the frontline workers who don't have the option but are essential to making sure that city services are vibrant, but also our healthcare system is vibrant. The people who are feeding our children in CPS, those folks ride the CTA.
And she praises CTA officials for stepping up to make sure service is maintained. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A 59-year-old Cook County jail detainee has died of the coronavirus. He's the first detainee to die in custody. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya has the story.
11 days before the detainee died, the public defender tried to get him freed from Cook County Jail. The Cook County Sheriff's Office says 4 days later, he tested positive for the coronavirus and was hospitalized. The detainee had been in jail since July of 2018. He had been awaiting trial on charges of being an armed habitual criminal, armed violence, and drugs. The Chicago Community Bond Fund says the detainee's death was perfectly preventable. The Sheriff's Office says so far, 230 detainees and 92 staffers have tested positive for the coronavirus. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Two police officers in South Suburban Dalton have tested positive for COVID-19. A statement for the village says both are under self-quarantine and taking medication. One resident of Dalton has died of the virus.
Police in North Suburban Winnetka are looking into at least two incidents in which local schools' online learning sessions were invaded by hackers. The Tribune reports the incidents involved pornographic images, racist rants, and anti-Semitic symbols. One incident involved an eighth-grade class at Washburn School, the other an optional mental health seminar for student athletes at New Trier High School.
It's been 3 weeks since Governor Pritzker issued his executive order limiting restaurants to carry out and delivery service, and those in the food service business are struggling.
Stockholm's restaurant in Geneva managed to keep all of its employees on payroll with reduced hours, but says revenue has taken a major hit.
The first couple of weeks, we were doing about 50% of the business that we would normally have done.
Owner Michael Olison says they've tried to apply for federal aid, but the application process is full of glitches and delays.
Though I have submitted all of the paperwork that they required, I still have not even heard back the confirmation that they have received everything.
Meanwhile, Cafe Mustache in Logan Square created a GoFundMe page after it was forced to lay off all of its employees. Co-owner Ralph Darsky says along with carryout and deliveries, they also plan to use the cafe's record collection to host virtual DJ sets.
People could see the place again, and I know a lot of the people in the community are missing it, and maybe then they would donate, you know, via Venmo or whatnot.
Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
WBBM News Time 6:12. More assistance is on the way for people using the food stamp program.
The Illinois Department of Human Services says more than 450,000 Illinois households will receive additional SNAP benefits beginning tomorrow. State says all who are eligible for the additional benefits should be getting them by April 20th. The additional funds are intended to help Illinoisans obtain food and support for their families during the pandemic. Maximum SNAP benefit amounts will be implemented for April and May. Bob Conway, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Officials in North Suburban Lake County say an outpouring of volunteers has triggered a partnership with the local United Way.
County leaders have teamed up with the United Way of Lake County to coordinate local COVID-19 response volunteer opportunities. This comes after the county saw a surge in residents wanting to help serve meals to the homeless, deliver food to seniors, and provide general office support. Officials are also urging the public to follow CAP. Check on neighbors, assess needs and assist when possible, and protect self and neighbors through social distancing. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A powdered drink company has closed its West Chicago manufacturing plant after six employees tested positive for COVID-19.
Gel Search plans to reopen next Monday the 13th after a week-long closure the company calls a difficult decision and a crucial precautionary measure. It has about 1,000 employees at its West Chicago plant where it makes Flavor-Aid, Weiler's, and other powdered drink mixes. Gel Search tells the Tribune it gave all employees with positive COVID-19 tests paid leave and has tripled the staff in charge of cleaning and sanitizing. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
An employee of a nursing home in Joliet has died of coronavirus. A spokesman for Symphony of Joliet declined to release any specifics, citing federal privacy regulations. The Tribune reports two residents of the long-term facility have also died since the pandemic hit.
Chicago-based Haymarket Center is the new owner of a closed Holiday Inn hotel on Irving Park Road in Itasca. Haymarket has been trying to get village approval for months to convert the building into a drug and alcohol treatment center. The zoning approval process with the village has been on hold for months, and there's no word on when it might resume.
We send out emails each morning with links to all the top stories. Sign up now at WBBMNewsRadio.com. You'll find the link in the upper left-hand corner of the homepage.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.